Now that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has thrown in the towel on forming a new coalition government, his rival Benny Gantz will get a chance. Gantz's centrist party won one seat more than Netanyahu's in last month's election, the second election this year, and if Gantz can't form a government, there could be a third election. Neri Zilber is a journalist and senior fellow at the British think tank BICOM. He's in Tel Aviv. Hi, Neri.
Hi, Jeremy.
So first of all, Netanyahu had 28 days to form a government. He gave up a couple days ahead of that deadline. Why did he fail?
He failed for the simple reason that he didn't have the seats to form a governing coalition. He's made overtures to Benny Gantz and other parties as if he's willing to make some compromises to form that coalition. But in reality, nobody was willing to budge, including Netanyahu. So now Gantz has his crack at forming a government.
And does this mean that Netanyahu's time as Israel's prime minister is over?
I wouldn't go that far just yet. It definitely is a reversal for Netanyahu, but we kind of knew this coming out of last month's election. The numbers weren't great. At the very least, he's lost control over events. But really, both sides are kind of retrenching into their previous positions. Nobody's willing to budge, neither Netanyahu and his Likud party, neither Benny Gantz and his Blue and White party, and the various other parties that they need to actually form a government here.
But isn't Gantz's first move now going to be to go to either Netanyahu or people in his Likud party for help in forming his own coalition government?
Right. So this is where things get a bit complicated. Benny Gantz isn't willing to sit with Netanyahu, or at least give Netanyahu the first chance at serving as prime minister in some kind of rotation or arrangement. Likud aren't willing to jettison Netanyahu in order to facilitate some kind of grand coalition with Benny Gantz's party. Various other parties aren't willing to sit with the ultra-Orthodox parties. Most parties aren't willing to sit with the Arab-Israeli parties. So it's fairly complicated beyond Benny Gantz and Benjamin Netanyahu. But really, something has to give.
As we said, if Gantz is unable to form a government, then there will be a third election, something that Israelis don't really want to do. Is that your sense of what's going to happen, that there'll be a third election?
It's a growing possibility. Benny Gantz has a month to try to figure things out. There is the option of another extension and perhaps another person trying to form a government well into December. And only then might we go to another and third election, as you mentioned, in the past year. It's interesting that over here, both sides are blaming the other already for precipitating a third election. So really, there's a kind of blame game going on that almost supersedes the actual coalition negotiations.
Meanwhile, Neri, in neighboring Syria, as we've been talking about, there is a major conflict going on, a ceasefire that ends today. How does Israel feel about what's happening there?
Well, it's being very closely watched, what's happening in northern Syria. Netanyahu and most other Israeli politicians have come out very, very publicly and very strongly in support of the Kurds. But more pertinently, Donald Trump, his sudden withdrawal from Syria is being viewed here in a very negative light. It's almost a reflection from in many people's minds here of the unreliability of Trump and the Trump administration. And they say, you know, not that the same thing that they happened to the Kurds will happen to Israel, but that, you know, what is Trump's word actually worth and what is his grand design in the Middle East if he's stating repeatedly that he wants to leave the region?
That's very interesting because, of course, Trump is very popular in Israel compared to his popularity in almost any other country on earth.
That's right. And Trump was riding high, and Netanyahu was actually using his close relationship with Trump for political gain, kind of leveraging that domestically here. But again, in recent weeks, especially given the American withdrawal from Syria, but not only, the fact that the U.S. hasn't really responded to various Iranian provocations in the Persian Gulf, the fact that Trump is willing to, at least in theory, sit down with Iran and renegotiate a nuclear deal, all of that taken together in recent months has actually undermined Netanyahu's overall foreign policy. And it's also undermined Netanyahu's political capital domestically because Trump isn't as popular, shall we say, as he was even just a few months ago.
That's Neri Zilber, a journalist and senior fellow at the British think tank BICOM, joining us from Tel Aviv. Thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.